We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we have been romping around New Orleans today, and clearly there is so much to see and do. If you've missed any part of today's show or any show, please go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com. If you're driving and you're listening for the first time and you can't deal with any of that, just go to Google and put in the four generic words, radio show, travel expert, and you will find that I dominate that space and you can't lose me. And you will find links that will take you to both sabrams.com and travelers411.com. And once you're there, you might want to explore jetset411.com, which is the video side of our family of sites, and travelers411.com, which is branded in conjunction with our Saturday show, travelers411, is the interactive side of our family of sites, so you can ask questions and share experiences in our forums and have a fabulous time. There's just so much there. Probably a million pages. I know we've got probably 100,000 pages of just photos. And that's photos that we've taken. That doesn't count the photos and members' photos that our guests upload so that you get a full experience in what we're talking about. Today, if you missed the last hour two, you've got to go and listen to it, because there's this wonderful museum that's now 15 years old, I think our guest said. National World War II Museum in New Orleans. That by itself is a reason to go to New Orleans. But earlier we were talking with Christian Saunier, who is the VP of Communications for the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau. And wow, I mean, there's so much to do, and if all you want to do is eat well and listen to great music, you can do that too and come back having had a grand time. But somewhere along the way, in all there is to see and do in New Orleans, you're going to want to rest your weary head and recharge your batteries to get up and start all over again. And we're going to go off and visit a hotel that won't break the bank while giving you pampering attention. And we'll do that right after these important messages.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood on Parade, one of Tanglewood's most beloved summer traditions, will take place on Tuesday, August 2nd, with a full day of performances and family fun activities throughout the grounds, culminating in a concert by the Boston Symphony, Boston Pops, and Tanglewood Music Center orchestras, with a grand finale performance of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, followed by a spectacular fireworks show over the Stockbridge Bowl. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or
888-266-1200.
So if you're weary from not just today, but also yesterday on Travelers 411, when we were visiting all over New Orleans, maybe it's time for you to take a rest. We have on the phone with us, from New Orleans, Jane Shute, who's the general manager of Hyatt House. Welcome, Jane. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Where in New Orleans is the Hyatt House located?
We are right downtown. On the corner of Poydras and Loyola, which anybody who's ever been to New Orleans, we are right next door to the Superdome.
Oh, okay. Wow, what a location.
Yes, it is. We are right in the center of all the action. We've got the Superdome right next door, which is also the Smoothie King Arena right next door to that, the Champion Square venue. And we also have the streetcar right in front of our hotel that can take you just about anywhere in town.
That's fantastic. Well, let's talk a bit. First, I want to know more about you. That doesn't sound like a New Orleans accent exactly. Where are you from?
It is. I am born and raised in New Orleans.
Oh, then maybe it's just too many other people coming from too many other places who all sound different.
Yes, I've lived here my whole life.
How about that? Then you probably are an amazing asset to guests in the hotel.
Well, it is helpful, definitely, when people need to know their way around town or find a good restaurant or any other tourist attractions. It certainly comes in handy.
I don't know anything about I know a lot about Hyatt Hotels, but I don't know anything about Hyatt House as a brand. Maybe you can first help us to understand, what is Hyatt House?
Sure. We are a relatively new brand to the Hyatt family. We were actually number 65 Hyatt House to open in the world, really.
Wow. How many are in the U.S.?
The newest brand for Hyatt.
How many are in the U.S.? How many Hyatt House locations are there in the U.S.? Do you know, more or less?
I don't know exactly the figure. I know they're opening them. There's one in Puerto Rico and a couple other places, mostly in the U.S. though, right now.
Okay. All right. So what makes it different from a Hyatt?
So we are a little more geared to extended stay and making you comfortable, just like the name says, like you're at your house, as opposed to a traditional hotel. So our lobby has, oh, gosh, about 100 seats, very comfortable, some cushiony chairs and some more like your living room. It's got a sofa sectional that seats probably about 15 people that you're just all together with a big TV in there. It's got high tables in the bar, low tables. It's just like you're in your living room, really.
Hmm.
And then our guest rooms, we have 194 rooms total, and 114 of those have kitchens, including a dishwasher, cooktop, refrigerator, microwave. It also comes fully stocked with all the pots and pans and plates and spatulas, cheese grater. I mean, you name it, just like you're at your own house.
Who is your guest?
We just opened in November of last year, so we've been open about 100 days now. And we are still figuring that out. But we do have some group business. We actually, you know, New Orleans is such a leisure destination. We do have lots of leisure guests on the weekends. We have a few extended stay people. They're building that new medical center not quite a mile up the road from us. So we're starting to see a little bit of the doctors and people move into town with the medical center. We also have Entergy right next door to us, the one and only Fortune 500 company here in New Orleans that we do have some guests that come mostly from Texas and neighboring Entergy cities and stay with us. So we have a little bit of everything right now.
Well, and I would imagine that once that hospital, this is a hospital that's just opening?
It's a whole complex. It's multiple hospitals.
Oh, wow. Well, because, you know, In places like New York City, where you have multiple hospitals and multiple giant hospitals and some of them that specialize in particular, you know, things that I just assume not have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
When people come from, you know, some distance, even if they're just coming from 20 miles away, and many who are coming from hundreds and or thousands of miles away or coming across an ocean to seek attention at one of those hospitals, if you have somebody that's in the hospital, you're not going home every night. I mean, if your home
right.
is some distance, you're just not going home every night. And if you have to stay at a hotel, you know, while you're going to pay dearly for the experience of being at the hotel, you then have to eat every meal out. and you're in, you know, it's maybe a comfortable box, but it's a big box. It's, you know, you don't have the comfort of what you would find at home in terms of the
right.
things you described. So that, you know, and sometimes people have outpatient treatments.
Exactly.
And they it's just too rough on their system to go for a treatment and then go home that night, which home is too far away. Even
exactly.
if it's only 20 minutes or 20 miles, it's still too far away. And so it also means that the person who is, you know, the significant other, the family member or a close friend or whoever, you know, can stay and be nearby. And at least, you know, it takes a little bit of the edge off of the stress of that kind of experience. And
that's what we're hoping to provide.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure there are lots of people who are either moving, they're relocating. I mean, there was a hotel in Paris I stayed in 100 years ago. It was called the Flat Hotel. They actually tried to make it work in New York City, and it had that name, but it never had, the concept didn't grasp. But there were so many people relocating around Europe that somebody would sell their house in Spain or Turkey or somewhere, or Italy or someplace, and they were moving either into France or somewhere else, but they would get as far as Paris and they would stay in a residential environment at the Flat Hotel
right.
there. And, you know, while they regrouped or got ready for the next, you know, part of their forward journey. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. We're talking with Jane Shute, the general manager of Hyatt House. This is really interesting. It wasn't, I'm really delighted because this wasn't what I was expecting you to tell me. So, I told you I knew nothing about it. And since it's a brand new brand, I'm catching up with my audience. That's always a good thing. Stay with me. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away.
There's a room where we can be alone. So come on. Now let's go. I just want you by my side.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the Precious Metal IRA Specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
Come on to my house, in my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot. I do.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Jane Shute on the line. She's the general manager of Hyatt House in New Orleans, Louisiana. And if you missed the first segment, go to sabrams.com. You know, if there's any time when you thought we were going to be on the radio and you go and you, maybe you got the wrong day or time or something, we're not there, or you know, you have to leave us because you got something you have to do and we can't be part of it before the show is over, always know that you will find us at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, or travelers411.com, two of the parts of our family of award-winning websites. And if you can't remember any of that, go to Google and put in radio show, travel expert, and you can't lose me. And if there's a subject, a brand, a destination, an attraction, a person that you're interested in, our search engine on our sites are tied all together between all the pieces of our sites. And so you'll find the information that you're looking for if we've ever talked about it. And so I'm thrilled to have Jane Shute on the line, and I'm delighted, first of all, I really, you know, just glossed over it. I'm always delighted when I'm speaking to a general manager who is a woman, because before I even get to talk to her, there's one thing I know for sure. She is brilliant, and she is amazingly competent, because that whole employment sector called hotel general manager is unbelievably male-dominated globally. The percentage of women who are general managers is very, very, very small. And one of the reasons I'm convinced is that it's a really tough and challenging job. And when you are the general manager of the hotel, as I have learned listening to thousands, if not by this point, tens of thousands, or at least more than 10,000, general managers that I have interviewed around the world, they are all passionate about what they do. They are passionate about the property that they take care of. They are literally married to it. And I have to tell you, among the men that I have interviewed, the divorce rate is really quite high.
Where
there is a marriage that has endured, let me tell you, that woman is a saint. because, you know, it's they could be in the middle of their firstborn's wedding, and if there's a problem at the hotel, they're out of there and on their way to the hotel because it's got to come first. Don't you find that to be true, Jane?
It is a big commitment, that's for sure.
How long have you been a GM?
Since right about a year now.
What did you do before?
Just about a year. So we are actually connected to the Hyatt Regency New Orleans.
Right.
It's right next door to us, and I started there as a front desk agent in 1995.
God bless you, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because so frequently I hear people voice an opinion that the last thing they want their children to do is get a job at a hotel because they're probably going to work in the kitchen or in housekeeping or at the front desk, and that's kind of going to be the end of the line, and they have great aspirations for their children. And while there is nothing wrong and certainly a lot right with being a bellman, a porter, a front desk person, somebody in the kitchen, somebody in the dining room, somebody in housekeeping, you can live a very happy life, and if that's where your goals are set, you'll be fine. But if you have aspirations of moving up, one of the ways you move up is by learning all the parts of what makes the hotel tick so that when you are at the top as a GM of a hotel is, then you have an understanding of what works, what doesn't work, and what makes it all work, fit together so it works like a Swiss clock. So I'm just thrilled to hear you say that because, you know, it really bothers me, and I have to stick my nose in and try to explain that, you know, it's like if you get a job in a bank and you don't have to be a teller the rest of your life if you don't want to be a teller the rest
right.
of your life. There's a lot of places you can move upward within the organization. And especially when you're working for a brand, a brand like Hyatt, I'm sure if you wanted to, for whatever reasons, move somewhere else in the world, there's a good chance that you could move within the Hyatt system and do that.
Absolutely.
So do you have people from other places who have moved in to work in this Hyatt house?
We do.
Where'd they come from?
We do. We have one of our managers from Florida, the Orlando area. Most of our staff here is from New Orleans or close by. When I worked next door at the Hyatt Regency, the majority of the managers were from other cities, and they actually had it's a much larger 1,200 rooms versus our 200, but
wow.
They also had a lot of international people as well.
Wow. Well, yeah, and I don't know that it doesn't strike me that Hyatt particularly does this, but there are brands where when you check into the hotel, the people are wearing a badge, and it will have their name, and then under their name, it will give you the location of their first hotel in the chain that they worked at.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes I will check into a hotel and you'll meet people as you walk around. This one says Dubai and that one says Paris and this one says Orlando and that one says San Francisco. And, you know, it's very cool because it's always the name, the place designation is the first hotel in that brand that they worked at. And often when you ask them, you know, when did you work there, you're going to find out it was 15 years ago, 18 years ago, 10 years ago. And
great conversation starter.
Oh, it really is. It really is. It makes a lot of sense. So when we talked earlier about you and I during the commercial break about other hotel brands that are coming out with their newest brand. And the ones that I have noticed most recently are looking at almost no-frills properties that often are at airports where people, you know, you check in at 8 or 9 o'clock at night and you're out at 7 or 8 in the morning to make a flight or whatever, or, you know, even spending less time than that. And the rooms are almost like efficient cruise ship cabins. And they may be comfortable and whatnot, but they're small and they're kind of a no-frills approach. And you said to me, oh, no, our rooms are quite roomy. So, and I love that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, and maybe you can actually describe what the accommodations are like in terms of size and amenities. And we're going to do that talking with Jane Shute, general manager of Hyatt House in New Orleans, a place that's it's brand new. You got to get out there. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
I'm going to give you everything.
...2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's called Hernando's Hideaway Ole.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Jane Shute on the phone with me, live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Jane is the general manager of Hyatt House, and it's practically brand new. So if you're headed toward New Orleans, you might want to give some consideration. Not only is the hotel new, but the brand Hyatt House is fairly new, new enough that it's new for me. And in fact, you're the first Hyatt House general manager I've interviewed. So that's some kind of distinction, I guess, Jane. Right. When did Hyatt come out with this brand?
It was a couple years ago.
Was it?
They had Hyatt Place actually came out first.
That's
and then
the one I know.
Hyatt House right behind it.
That's the one I know. And let's talk a little bit about the uniqueness of the brand Hyatt House and a bit about the guest's experience. And let's start with the guest room itself in terms of creature comforts and amenities. And let me cut you loose to explore with us.
Sure. So at this particular Hyatt House, we have three different types of rooms. We have our deluxe guest rooms, which come with either a king bed or two queen-size beds. Let me first say every room in the house is complimentary Wi-Fi. We do have a business center downstairs that's complimentary Wi-Fi and complimentary printing.
Wow.
You get also every room, every reservation, complimentary breakfast. And not only that, it's not just cold danishes. It's bacon, waffles, French toast.
You had me at bacon.
On top of all of that, we have made-to-order omelets every day. So you go to the omelet station, tell the girl what you'd like, if you want, you know, red peppers or cheddar cheese, whatever you want, and they make the omelet for you on the spot. So it's a full breakfast.
Wow.
That's with every, you know, included in every reservation. Then also, I mentioned earlier that we had the kitchens in 114 of our rooms. We also offer, especially if you're here for an extended time, complimentary grocery shopping for you.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's a grocery list, and you just fill out what you need, and we go to the store for you and just charge you for the cost of the groceries.
Wow.
We also have same-day dry cleaning. We have also coin-operated laundry. If you want to do your own laundry, you're going to be here a few days. If you want to send it out for cleaning, we'll send it out for you as well. We have our fitness center 24 hours a day. We have what's called our market that's open 24 hours a day where you can buy wraps or salads and also Häagen-Dazs ice cream, soft drinks, chips, cookies, you know, any kind of little snacks. We also do have a full bar that opens at 5 o'clock every day. They also have a menu of assorted sandwiches and pizzas and flatbreads, and it's a full bar that makes all the special New Orleans cocktails. Back to the guest rooms, I kind of got off track there. We also have what's called a studio room, which the studio has the kitchen that I mentioned, and it also has a sofa bed. So you walk in, and it's the kitchen, and then the bedroom is in the same room, you know, just like the word studio, like a studio and apartment.
Right.
On top of that, we've got 39 suites that are about 1,000 square feet. It's a living area, a whole separate kitchen area, a whole separate bedroom, you know, like you're actually in an apartment.
Wow.
Yes.
You must be thrilled.
Yes, it's very exciting. And our biggest suite has two queen-size beds and a sofa bed. So you could comfortably sleep six people in the suite. Even if you're traveling with a family or kids or your in-laws or something, you could comfortably sleep six people.
Talk to me about the amenities in the room.
Sure. So, of course, you know, the traditional shampoo and all that stuff comes in there, if that's what you're referring to.
Well, yeah. Do you use any particular brand that would get me excited?
Yeah, it's a Hyatt House brand.
Okay.
Special for us. We also, in addition to the full kitchens, the handful of rooms that do not have the kitchen all come with an ice bucket, a coffee maker, of course, free coffee and tea, complimentary. They also come with a wine opener. We do sell wine by the bottle at our market.
I have to tell you how crazy my husband gets when we check into a hotel that doesn't have a coffee maker.
Yes.
Really, because he's a coffeeholic, would that be right? yeah, and, you know, in the morning, you know, if he wakes up in the middle of the night and can't fall asleep, he'll make a cup of coffee. And I'm not talking
about
I'm not talking about decaf. You know, I'm talking about regular strong cup of coffee and put him right out. And, you know, he'll drink 12 cups at breakfast. So generally speaking, when we go to breakfast, he's already had three cups.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we check into a place that doesn't have a coffee maker in the room, you know, they may have room service, but till they get it up to you, you know, it's you're sitting there waiting. Not good. Not good.
Right.
And I am often known to be a late sleeper. So it's a good thing for him not to have to get dressed and
right.
go somewhere to get coffee and import it. But, and, you know, we just stayed in a couple of different places and, you know, one was an over the top 5-star deluxe super luxury hotel, and it had a coffee maker, even though you could have, you know, just opened your door and said to the hall concierge, how about some coffee? And then we'd go someplace else that, you know, was a high quality place, not quite as luxurious. And you would think they would have had a coffee maker, but no. So, I mean, that's a hot button for him. And I have to tell you, you've hit so many hot buttons. I'm going to tell you right now, people, if you've got a complimentary breakfast, that's worth minimally in any city in America and often more. I'm going to give you a kind of just average range, kind of go into a – I'm not talking about go into a fast food place and pick yourself up something and walk out. That's still going to cost you $7 or $8. But you go into any restaurant and, you know, and most hotels, you're not going to get out of there for breakfast under $15 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's
that's
two of
true.
You in the room, that's worth a minimum of $30 right there. And if you get into more posh-y kind of hotels, I mean, I've been in places where breakfast has been $55, $60 a person. And, you know, and one of them was the Palace Hotel across from the Prado Museum in Madrid. There's a bloody fortune for breakfast there.
Wow.
And it was a buffet breakfast with the fattiest bacon you ever saw in your life. And there was nothing. And eggs that were already scrambled and runny and ugly and that wasn't eating that. And we paid for it because we went in and sat down. And so I wound up having a piece of toast and a hot chocolate. And it cost us $55.
Wow.
Yeah, the next day we took a taxi up the Gran Via. And we found, you know, words came into my mouth. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know where these words came from. And I was sitting there with my English mind trying to communicate with a taxi driver at 6:30 in the morning because we had a 7:30 meeting at the Chamber of Commerce of Madrid. And I had to eat first. And I don't know where the words came from. So all of you who speak Spanish, well, forgive me. This is the best I could do. But what I said haltingly was, ¿Dónde está una cafe con desayuno? How about that? Where did those words come from? I turned around and looked out the back window of the taxi to see who said that. But the guy understood. Where's there a cafe with breakfast?
Right.
And took us to a place. And for about $9, two of us had a glorious breakfast and with more delicious food than we could eat right there on the Gran Via, way up the hill, people, for those of you who know Madrid, near the El Corte Inglés department store, but on the other side of the street. So, you know, to go to a place that's going to serve you a breakfast that not only is hot and cold breakfast items available, but they've got an omelet bar that's going to happen for you and they're going to make it to your specs. You know, geez Louise. And then the other thing you mentioned was free Wi-Fi. I have paid, well, I've paid, you know, now I have my own Verizon hotspot I travel with. But outside the U.S., I don't use it because the roaming charges will kill you. But I have paid as little as $5 an hour and as much as $5 a minute, which is $60 an hour. And that was in Hong Kong. And after I got my email downloaded, I decided, that's it, folks. They're going to wait for me to get home because I'm not spending $60 an hour to do email. I mean, I could get on with the email. You could be on 5 hours. You got to bill $300 when you check. It's ridiculous. So those two items alone, that's why you can't just, when you go online to do brain surgery, self-inflicted, and you want to pick out a place to stay, you can't just look at what is it costing me a night. You have to factor in, is it in a convenient place? Is it going to cost me $1 million in taxis otherwise? Are they giving me this complimentary breakfast? What about the Wi-Fi at the hotel? What about parking if I need parking? And then you can figure out, what is it actually costing? You can't go by the sticker price that they're showing you. I love you, girl. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Ireland invites you to the epic Bee in Bridgford. New to Bee in Bridgford? Brace yourself. After a night at a Galway B&B, you head to the Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Crossing the 75-foot chasm urges you to return to solid ground, setting out to Waterford, home of the famous crystal. Careful though, this town has a tradition of you break it, you buy it. B&B, Rope Bridge, Waterford.
Oops.
Bee in Bridgford, only in Ireland. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at ireland.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to BerkshireCrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
Meet me at the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel room. Get a glass of boyfriend.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of having Jane Shute, General Manager of Hyatt House New Orleans, on the line with me. And I have to tell you, when a business plan is written that really is written from the point of view of the guest experience, I can tell. Far too many places in the last 20 years, which, by the way, includes airlines and cruise ships and hotels and others, they've all gone public. And once they become a public stock company, for most companies, instead of what they used to do, focusing on what's best for the guest and what's best for the company itself to be seen as sharp professional people who care about the people who keep them in business, it became all about the stock. What's best for the stock? And that's why you see so many changes in the travel industry. Many of them are not for the better. When I listened to Jane Shute, General Manager of Hyatt House New Orleans, talk about the features and the amenities that are provided for guests at their hotel, it brings tears to my eyes. I love you, girl.
Well, thank you.
I'm telling you, you guys, you got it together. I mean, this is it. That's fabulous. Just, and if you missed it, people, you got to go to sabrams.com. You'll find within the next 72 hours, this show, every show, is podcast for a year, archived forever. If you click on travelers411.com, you'll see this big rectangular banner that looks like radio waves emanating out, and it says streaming radio. For the next 4 weeks, this show will be online available for you to listen to streaming live, because we have 24/7. There's four shows, Travel with Stephanie Abrams, four shows, Travel with 411. Each is 3 hours. That's 8 hours. And so you've got 8 hours of programming. You've got 24 hours of programming as a result of the eight shows and each being 3 hours. I'm getting tired here. I'm getting tired and I'm getting hungry and I'm thinking New Orleans and I'm thinking the food I could be eating there, but it's not all bad here at the beautiful Crowne Plaza Berkshire's Hotel, where our studio is located in the shopping arcade. And we've got the most marvelous chef, Chef Mikey. So I'm going to eat soon. That's going to be a good thing. I wanted to talk with you a little bit further, Jane. It just seemed to me, with you've mentioned a few times, that firstly, you got some superior training at the Hyatt Regency, which is an elegant brand, which is right next door to the Hyatt House, of which you are now the general manager. And that's a 1,200-room facility, which is a city by itself. And I have to imagine that a Hyatt Regency will have all kinds of features and benefits that probably have not been built into the Hyatt House itself, but it's right next door. So does a guest staying at the Hyatt House New Orleans have the reciprocal benefit of being able to use some of those features and benefits of the Hyatt Regency?
They absolutely do.
Oh, fabulous.
And we are connected via a sky bridge on our second floor. So you can walk back and forth to the two hotels without even going outside.
Oh, that's so cool.
And they have eight restaurants over there, and you can actually dine in any of their restaurants and charge it to your guest room at the Hyatt House.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And they have a Starbucks. They have a FedEx, full FedEx station over there. Same thing. You can utilize those services and charge it to your room at the Hyatt House.
Wow.
They have sushi, hamburgers, pizza, you know, everything in between. So if you don't want to get something from our market or, you know, the bar over here, you can certainly utilize any of their restaurants. They also have a pool that we share, a very large, nice outdoor pool with the cabana and the nice weather, which is often in New Orleans since we're pretty warm year-round. They do have pool service with drinks and food as well. We do have one small meeting room here. You know, if you were going to have a board meeting for maybe 10 or 12 people, but next door has over 200,000 square feet of meeting space.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you're coming for a
big
convention.
Stop there. Stop. Just so everybody knows, 200,000 square feet of meeting space?
That is correct.
Okay. In my last life, as executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, we had over 400 travel agencies in 37 states, in 21 countries, and 50 of them inside Walmart supercenters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the towers came down in 2001, and 4 weeks and a month, get it right, girl, 4 weeks and a day later, I was gone from that company that I built. Not a pretty story. That's for another mm-hmm. day. Fell into radio. Been here ever since. Better than digging ditches. Lots of fun. But so I don't know if anything's changed at Walmart, but with 50 of our locations, our agencies inside Walmart supercenters, I was really familiar with the floor plans there.
Mm-hmm.
A Walmart supercenter in the period 1994, 95 to 2001 was 194,000 square feet. So any of you who have ever been inside a Walmart supercenter, picture it without all of the gondolas, the display yes. racks, and the just picture this big empty space that is the Walmart. The Hyatt Regency New Orleans has 6,000 square feet more meeting space than the size of a Walmart supercenter. That blows my mind.
Yes.
Wow, there isn't much you can't manage, is there?
Between the two of us, we can host anywhere from one person to several thousand. Anything in between.
Holy cow. I got to come to New Orleans. And I can't wait to visit Hyatt House New Orleans and the Hyatt Regency next door. And you and I are going to talk soon again. Maybe we can talk later this week. Thank you for joining us today. Come back next week, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Gotta fly now.
Apulco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.